Okay, welcome back to Shmuel Beis. We're learning the third perek of Shmuel Beis, and the beginning, the first half of the third perek, we learned last week, deals with the interesting story of Avner defecting from Ishbosheth's camp. Ishbosheth, of course, was Shaul's son, defecting from the camp of Ishbosheth and joining forces with David. And at the very end of last week, we learned how, you know, basically Ishbosheth did not have much to say. You know, he was afraid of Avner. Avner pledged his loyalty to David, and David essentially gave the message to Avner and Ishbosheth that, you know, I'm going to be the king. I want Michal back. They sent for Michal. Michal came back. That's what we ended with last week, and. I don't remember if we did Pasuk Tes Zayin. I think we did, right? We did Pasuk Tes Zayin. So I think we're up to now Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Udvar Avner Hayo Im Ziknei Yisrael Lemor. So Avner now speaks to the elders of Bnei Yisrael, saying, Gam Timol Gam Shilshom Hayisem Mevakshim Es David Lemelech Aleichem. You asked for David to be the king in the past. Gam Timol, Gam Shilshom, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, yesterday, 2 days ago. Essentially says the Mitzudas David, you wanted David to be king for a long time. I was the holdout. I was the one who was still loyal to Ishbosheth. I was the one who was holding on to Ishbosheth, to the family of Shaul. You were the ones who wanted David for a long time already. And now I'm with you. Now I agree. Now I'm also on the side of David. Says the Malbim, that a person is entitled to be king for one of two reasons. Either because the people want him to be king, and in this case we have the people wanting him to be king, Hayisem Avakshim, right? You, the people, you wanted him to be king. Number two, now Pasuk Yud Ches, V'yata Asu, and now let's make it. Ki Hashem Omar El David Leimor, Hashem said to David, saying, B'yad David Avdi Hoshia Esami Yisrael Miyad Plishtim. That by the hand of David, my servant, Hashem is going to save Bnei Yisrael from the hands of the Plishtim, Umiyad Koloivehem, and from the hands of all of their other enemies. Meaning, says the Malbim, this is the second reason. The first reason we have in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hayisim of Akshim, you want David to be the king. This was the popular request. The second reason, Ki Hashem Amar, Hashem wanted, Hashem agreed that David was supposed to be the king. Not only that, but also we find that even if you think that, listen, it's supposed to be the house of Shaul. Shaul was the king. The house of Shaul is supposed to continue reigning, is supposed to continue being the king. But says the Mitzvah David that he's still the house of Shaul, right? After all, he's married to Michal, and that's what we learned last week at the end, that that's one of the reasons why David wanted Michal back, was because he wanted to, you know, put the people at ease. You know, even the people that wanted the house of Shaul, I'm still the house of Shaul, but I'm still the house of Shaul because I'm married to Michal. So even those people who wanted to, who prefer the house of Shaul, David is still considered the house of Shaul because he's married to Michal. Pasuk Yates, Vayidaber Gam Avner Be'oznei Vinyamin. So now Avner goes and he speaks to the people of Binyamin. Now keep in mind, Binyamin, who are the people of Binyamin? The Shaul supporters. Right? Shaul comes from Binyamin, so the people of Binyamin are Shaul supporters. So Avner comes and he speaks to the people of Binyamin. And then Avner comes back and he speaks to David in Chevron. He comes essentially to report that everybody's behind you. Right? Everybody's behind you. Until now, it was just the people of Yehuda that were behind you, and everybody else, the Bnei Binyamin, and the rest of the people of Bnei Yisrael were behind Shaul. And now Avner says it's not the case anymore. Now everyone's behind you. The people of Binyamin are behind you. the people of the rest of Bnei Yisrael are behind you. Says the Radak, why this sudden switch? Why were the people of Binyamin all of a sudden ready to switch and now follow David? So one of two reasons. Either because they were front runners. So until now, Ishbosheth was in charge. He was the king, so they said, okay, we'll follow Ishbosheth. He's from the house of Shaul. But once they see David being successful, we'll follow David. Or because Avner convinced them. Right? Remember that Avner was the one who was really behind Ishbosheth. Even though Ishbosheth was the king, Avner was the one who was really the force behind. So if Avner now comes along and he convinces all the people that, hey, you know, David is really the one to follow. David is really the king. So then they'll follow David. So for one of those two reasons, either because David's being successful or because Avner convinced them, so now they're ready to follow David. Pasuk Chaf. Vayavo Avner el David Chevron. Avner comes to David to Chevron. V'yito esrim anoshim. He comes with 20 men. Vayas David l'Avner v'lanoshim asher yito mishte. And they make a whole party. Make a whole mishtel, seuda. And again, this is like almost the transfer of the loyalty of the Bnei Binyamin, of Klal Yisrael, from Shaul, from the house of Shaul to David. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayomer Avner el David, akuma ve'elecha, let me go, let me get up and go. Ve'ekbetza el Adoni HaMelech, es kol Yisrael. I'm going to get everyone behind you. Not just the Bnei Binyamin, I'm going to get everyone. All of Bnei Yisrael, let me go and convince them. They're all going to come and support you. Ve'yichrasu itchabris, they're all going to make a covenant, a treaty with you. Malachta v'chol asher ta'ave nafshecha. And you'll rule over everyone. All of Klal Yisrael will be at your disposal. Nafshecha. Vayishalach David es Avner vayilach b'shalom. And he sends him. He goes in peace. A good ending. We'll see why that's important in a minute. And Avner goes. Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vihinei avde David v'yoav b'meh ha'gidud. So now the rest of the men of David, the servants of David, and Yoav, who of course is David's general, they come from the Gedud. What's the Gedud? The battle, the legion, the opposing forces. Who are these forces? The Pasuk doesn't identify who they were. The Radak says, probably Plishtim, because that's who Bnei Yisrael were fighting with, you know, at this time in history. So probably these were the Plishtim. Maybe the Plishtim came to Eretz Yisrael to fight, and Yoav and the men went out to fight with them, and now they're returning from that battle. Again, it's conjecture. Pasuk doesn't say, but this is the Radak. This makes sense that that's probably the case. So, well, we'll see in a minute that he hears that Avner was there. Right. We don't see that he was worried, but we'll see that he's upset. We'll see. Yeah.
I apologize. I asked last week, I don't think I was on. But is the whole reason Avner switched sides was because of that incident with Ishbosheth and the woman?
So that's what it seems from the Psukim.
That's it.
That's what I kind of, you know, set him off. And then he said, listen, I don't need this guy. You know, I might as well go and support David. Yeah. That's what set him off. Okay. So Yoav and David's men come back. The Shalal Rav Imam. And they have a great deal of booty, a great deal of spoils of war with them. The Avner inenu im David b'chevron. Avner is no longer with David in Chevron. Ki shilcho, because David had sent him home, vayelech b'shalom. And he had gone in peace. Right? So Yoav and the men come back. They come back with a lot of spoils of war. And you know, it's also a question, why does it talk about the spoils of war? Who cares that they're coming back with spoils of war? We'll see in a moment. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, V'yoav v'chol ha'tzava asher ito ba'u, Yoav and the whole army that was with him came, V'yagidu li'yoav le'mor, Bo Avner b'ner el ha'melech, V'yishalcheu v'yilech b'shalom. And they tell Yoav that Avner b'ner, remember Avner, he came, and he was with the king, and the king sent him off in peace. Says the Mitzudas David that we have a couple of hints in the Psukim here why Yoav is about to lose it. Number one, Yoav is coming back on a high. He just went out to battle, and he was successful. He's coming with Shaval Rav. He's coming with a tremendous amount of spoils. So now he has a little bit of Gaiva right in his head right now because he was so successful. Not only that, but the Pasuk says, V'yoav v'chol hatzava asher ito, the entire army that was with him. Says the Mitzudas David, what does that mean? He didn't even lose one soldier in this battle. He completely wiped out the Plishti force. So he went to battle, he wipes out the Plishtim, doesn't even lose one soldier, comes out with a tremendous amount of spoils. He's riding high on this wave, right? He's feeling the gaiva. And now he hears that Avner, now keep in mind, who's Avner? What did Avner do? Avner killed his brother, right? Avner ben Ner killed Asael, who was the brother of Yoav. And he hears Avner was just with the king, and the king sent him off in peace, b'shalom. And Yoav hits the roof. What is that supposed to mean? Avner, who killed my brother, was just sent off in peace? Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Vayavo Yoav el HaMelech, vayomer, me'al sisa. So Yoav comes to David and he says, what did you just do? Hinei bo Avner elecha, lama zeshilachta vayelech aloch. Avner came to you and you just sent him away? Right? Avner killed my brother? You just sent him away? Yodata says Yoav, you can't trust this guy. And I guess he heard also that Avner was trying to make peace, was trying to come and make a treaty and a covenant. He said, you can't trust him. Yodata is Avner ben Ner. You know Avner. Kilefatos chaba. He's coming to, seduce you. He's coming to, he wants to find favor in your eyes, and then he's going to pull the wool over your eyes. He's going to trick you. He's coming to find out, your goings and your comings, your military strategy. Says the Mitzvah, he's trying to find out, he wants to get in. He's not trying to make peace with you, really. But Ladas is kol asher ata oseh. He wants to figure out, everything that you're doing at home, your civil matters. He wants to, he's trying to do an inside job here, Avner. You can't trust this guy. Now, Yoav, it's likely that this claim is not a real claim. Yoav really is just angry at Avner, and he wants Avner dead because Avner killed his brother. So, but he's using this, to David to say, how could you have, just taken him in and sent him off in peace? Pasuk Chavav, Vayetze Yoav Me'im David. So Yoav leaves, he registers his complaint with David, and he leaves, he goes out. And now he hatches a plan. Vayishlach Malochim Acharei Avner. So he sends messengers, and he says, Avner just left, go follow him, catch up with him, Vayashivu oso mibor hasira b'David lo yada. And tell him to come back from Bor Hasira. Now what's Bor Hasira? So the Mefarshim say the Pashup shot, Bor Hasira was a place. Right? That was a place where Avner ended up. but the Mefarshim say, based on the Medrash, that Chazal tell us that it wasn't just the name of a place, but it was also indicating that these were hints to reasons why Avner was going to be killed, why Avner was going to be punished. Because Avner said things to Shaul related to Bor and Sira. What's Bor and Sira? So if you remember, there were two times when David went and got very close to killing Shaul, but then at the last minute, didn't touch him. One time, if you remember, was when he snuck into the camp when Shaul was sleeping, and he stole this canteen, this flask that was right near Shaul, his drinking bottle, his canteen. That was one incident. The second incident was when he cooked his coat, right? He cut Shaul's coat when he was in the cave, right? He got very close. He could have killed him, and he chose not to. Chazal say on both of those occasions, Avner, now really those were Nisim. Not Nisim, they were David. They were David, you know, telling Shaul, sending Shaul a message. I could have killed you. Right? I was this close to killing you, I could have killed you, and I chose not to. In both of those cases, Avner, who was Shaul's general, came to Shaul and said, ah, don't take his threat so seriously. Why? Number one, bor. What's bor? Bor means a well. He has your canteen, your flask, right? Your drinking cup, your drinking jug. Yeah, he didn't sneak into the camp and take it. What happened? You must have left it by the well, right? When you were filling up, when your men were filling up your canteen at the well, they must have left your jug there. They must have left your canteen there. And David found it. Don't believe him that he snuck into the camp and he got right next to you and he could have killed you and he chose not to. Ah, narishkei. That's bor. Sira means the thorns. So the same thing. When David yelled after Shaul, hey, look at your coat. And look, here's the other piece. Right? Says Avner to Shaul, nah, he didn't get so close to you that he did that. Your cloak must have gotten caught on the thorns and just tore the corner off. David just found it. He wasn't that close to you. He couldn't have killed you. So in both cases, Avner was trying to minimize the message that David was trying to send Shaul. And this is a hint, an allusion to the fact that because of these things, that's part of the reason why Avner was punished. So what did he do? So Yoav sends these messengers to Avner to come back. David lo yada. David didn't know what was going on. He wasn't aware of this. And the Metzudas David says, also David lo yada, not just that David didn't know, but Yoav sent the message in the name of David. And David had no idea. This wasn't just, you know, Yoav wants to speak to you. You know, fat chance Avner would come back, right, if Yoav wanted to speak to him. But he sent a message, David wants to speak to you. The king wants to speak to you. They just had a conversation. He forgot to tell you something. Right? There was one thing that the king forgot to tell you, that he would like to tell you, please come back, so David can tell you this one last thing that he forgot to tell you. Oh, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayoshev Avner Chevron. So Avner hears that the king has something to tell him. Comes back to Chevron. Vayatehu Yoav el Toch HaShar. So Yoav comes out to greet him. He's caught off guard. He doesn't think Yoav is going to kill him. You know, this is right outside the city gates. Yoav brings him into the gates of the city. L'daberito Basheli, to speak with him, Basheli. Now, Basheli, the Farshim all struggle to explain what that word Basheli means. But so that stuff it says Basheli means the forgotten item. The forgotten item. This item that David had forgotten to talk to him, that's what Yoav said, oh, come inside. I need to tell you this piece of information that David forgot to tell you. He lured him in by telling him that. The Radak says Basheli even might mean in peace. Might mean he suddenly, different interpretations of what exactly the word Basheli means. Vayakehu shom b'chomesh. And then all of a sudden Yoav turns and he stabs him with a sword. B'chomesh, so again, in exactly the spot of the fifth area, if you remember, that's exactly where Asael had died, where Avner had killed Asael. He killed him in the same spot. And he died in the blood of Asael, his brother. What does that mean? So again, Pashupshat means he died because of the revenge that Yoav took because of the death of Asael, his brother. But the Medrash says, Chazal tell us that he was really Chayav Misa, that he killed him. That Yoav, when he killed Avner here, was killing him, bedim, right? Bedam asoel achiv, because of the blood of Asael's brother, meaning you killed my brother inappropriately, and that's why I'm killing you. Right? Bedam was in judgment. What was the judgment? So he came to him and he said, what right did you have to kill my brother? So Avner responds, he was a rodef. He was chasing me to kill me. So then Yoav responds to Avner, he was chasing you to kill you, so what's the din? You should have shot him in the leg. That's the din by a rodef. Right? Yochel ha-hatzilo be'echad me'evarav. That if you could shoot him in the leg, you shoot him in the leg to stop him. You don't kill him. Avner responds, I didn't have the ability to do that. He was chasing me. You know, it was too close. It was too much pressure. I couldn't shoot him in the leg. I couldn't, you know, stab him in the leg. I just stabbed him and he died. To which Yoav responds, well, you had enough time to aim precisely for the chomesh, that exact place where you stabbed him. That wasn't an accident where you hit him there. You had enough time to do that. So I know that you're not telling the truth. And really, you could have stopped him and you didn't. Instead, you decided to kill him. So I'm going to aim for that spot also. And I'm going to kill you, Bedin, right? In accordance with the halacha, because you had no right to kill my brother.
So this is before they had Ari Miklat. So it's just a...
Well, what's your... Why Ari Miklat? Ari Miklat is only if you killed Bishogig.
Oh, so Rodef you can kill anywhere.
A Rodef, if someone's chasing you to kill him, right? If someone's chasing anyone, not just you. You see Reuven chasing Shimon to kill him. So you have the ability to kill the Rodef. But the halacha is... And you got, if you can, shoot him in the leg and stop him, you have to do that.
But now, Yoav has justification to kill Avner.
So according to Chazal, that's the Medrash. The Medrash is saying that yes, that Yoav was justified, because Yoav felt that when Avner killed Asael, he didn't do it properly, he didn't have to kill him, and therefore the fact that he killed him, he was really Chayiv Misa. Right, so that's not the tricky thing, that it wasn't, it's not, this is not really being done in the normal channels of Beis Din, because, and even if he was Chayiv Misa, but you need Edim, you need Hasra, he didn't have any of that. So, it probably means Bedin, or here, Bedam, Asoy Lachiv, probably means that it wasn't through the right channels of justice, but he felt that he was justified in killing it. Hold on, yeah.
Did he try to stop it? Like, he told him to turn around and he told him to go to somebody else?
Who?
Avner told
his brother. Avner tried to warn Asael.
Not to kill him.
Correct.
So this guy was trying to stop it.
Yeah, okay. Right. I hear what you're saying. But Yoav's argument...
So this is exactly the
argument, meaning Yoav's argument now is that it's not enough that you argued with him. It's not enough that you told him to back off, that you argued with him, that you warned him you're going to kill him. Yet physically, you have to try to stop him in a different way, besides for killing him. That was Yoav's argument to Avner. Now Avner's response was, I didn't have that option, right? Again, whether he was too close or there wasn't enough time, whatever the case was, I didn't have the option of aiming for his legs. I just swung and I happened to hit him. And I happened to kill him. Yoav's arguing, you know, it was way too precise for that to be true. That's the argument. Okay. Fine. So Yoav kills Avner, Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayishma David Me'acharechein. So David hears, after this episode, he hears what happens. Vayomer, Noki Anochi Umamlachti Me'im Hashem, Ad Olam, Midmei Avner ben Ner. And he makes a proclamation and he says, I and my kingdom are clean. We're innocent. Right? He wanted to make sure because Yoav was the one who killed Avner. People would think that who was behind it? David. Right? David was the king. Maybe he ordered the hit. So he may have said very, very clearly, very carefully afterwards that this was not me. Right? Yoav killed him. He had a reason for killing him. I didn't order this. This wasn't from me. Right? I shouldn't be punished for it. Nothing should happen to my melucha because of this. This was not on my head. Pasuk Chavtes, Yachulu Arosh Yoav, Ve'el Kobeis Aviv, Ve'al Yikoris Mibes Yoav. Okay, so number one, that Avner's blood should rest on the head of Yoav and his family. Why his family? So the Radak says, because Yoav didn't do this alone. This was a family operation. You know, you had family members that were helping him, that were assisting him, accomplices. So that's why it's Yoav and his family. V'al yikares mi beis Yoav, and now David curses him. And David says that from the house of Yoav, you should always have Zav u'metzora u'machzik ba'pelech v'nofel b'charev v'chasar lachem. And he gives these five curses, and the Mefarshim explained that they were all Mida k'neged Mida, and the Malbim explains why each one was Mida k'neged Mida, but essentially the idea, Zav obviously is a person, you know, who has some sort of an illness, fluids are coming out of their body. Mitzora is a person who has tzaras. Machzik ba'pelech is someone who the Malbim understands is forced to make a living by sewing things. You know, not a very respectable way of making a living. Nofel becharev, someone who's going to die at the sword. Chasar lechem, and someone who's lacking a way to make a living. Some say machzik ba'pelech is that they're holding on to like crutches or canes because of any certain illnesses or leg injuries that they have. Essentially, these curses. Now, why these curses? So these curses, because again, David thinks that this was inappropriate. He shouldn't have killed him. So if he shouldn't have killed him, I'm going to give these curses that these things should come true. Chazal say that these curses, actually, David was wrong for giving him these curses. Because Yoav was really justified for killing Avner, and David was wrong for giving the curses. And Chazal say, if you look down in history, different kings that descended from Malchus Beis David all suffered similar sentences to these curses. And that was the Mida k'neged Mida, that since David cursed him inappropriately, really David's descendants suffered at the hands of these curses.
Wasn't he wrong for using David's name without David's permission?
That's a good question. Right? Was Yoav wrong for using David's name without his permission? He lured Avner back by saying the king wants to talk to you. You know, forgot to tell you something. Meanwhile, that was not true. So that was wrong. Yeah. But again, does that justify? David being angry, yes. But David cursing his descendants, maybe not. Right? David being angry, you know, for sure.
Who was David talking to in this Pasuk and the previous Pasuk? It doesn't say who he was talking to.
He tweeted it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess like a public announcement, like a proclamation. However, kings, you know, put out their messages before Twitter. Okay, Pasuk Lamed. The Yoav v'Avishai Achiv hargu la'Avner, and Yoav and Avishai his brother killed Avner. Now it's interesting, we didn't mention Avishai until now, right? It just talked about Yoav. So here, the Mefarshim say, the Radak points out that it must be that Avishai was with Yoav, which makes sense. But if Avishai was the brother, and you know, remember in the beginning, he and Yoav were both pursuing Avner before they gave up the chase, but they were both chasing him. So it makes sense. It makes sense that Avishai was with him. Avishai was with him and agreed to the plan, even though Yoav was the one who eventually killed him. But Avishai was there and was behind him. So the pasuk considers it that they both killed Avner. Al asher hamis, eis asher osa el achiyem begivon ba milchama. And excuse me, they both killed Avner because he killed their brother in battle in Givon. Now, the Radak also points out that here the pasuk is focusing on the fact that, you know, it's a complicated thing here. They weren't completely justified in this. Why? Because
it wasn't a
Muhammad. Well, it was.
Well, he was just making a game.
Well, it turned into a Muhammad, though. It didn't start, maybe it didn't start like a milchama, right? It started as a skills competition or a game,
right.
But it ended up being a milchama, right? So, and that you know, killing of Avner killing Asael was really kind of in battle, right? Asael was chasing him, and Avner killed him. So that was a result of the battle. So the Radak says that the pasuk specifically emphasizes the fact that it was ba milchama. It was a result of the battle, as opposed to here. Here, what did the pasuk keep saying? He said it three times when Avner left. B'shalom. Avner left B'shalom. Avner left B'shalom. The pasuk says three times earlier that Avner went B'shalom. Here, we're emphasizing the distinction that this was B'shalom, that was B'melchama. That's why this was not 100% what Yoav did. He may have been partially justified for killing him, but it wasn't 100% justified. Because that was b'milchama. And in milchama, there's different cheshbonos, different calculations. People are not, you don't find soldiers, even Jewish soldiers in a milchames mitzvah. They're not held to the same standards, right? War is war. The Mefarshim say this in many places. Once you have a battle, once it's a war, you know, the rules are changed. You know, you don't have the same requirements. You're not going to hold a soldier chayv misa in the middle of battle because he shot another opposing soldier. Was the soldier trying to kill him? Was it self-defense? You don't get into that. When it's a battle, it's a battle, right? You know, you're there. That's it. You might get hit. That's it. So that's what the pasuk is emphasizing, that this wasn't completely appropriate.
I would say even further. First of all, that whole situation was in the battle. he didn't have the bezin, which we mentioned. He even said a defense that I couldn't stab him in the leg. I tried, and he's saying
he had a defense.
I know that you could have because you got him right in that spot. How does he know that?
Maybe not. Right? Right. You're right.
Not to mention that he's basically executing somebody, and he's under the guise of being David's agent, and David never told him to.
Exactly. Right. 100%. But we find in the Mefarshim that they're struggling. You know, was this? How terrible was this? You know, was it something really bad that Yoav did? He was partially justified for doing it, you know, partially unjustified. David cursed him. David shouldn't have cursed him.
He basically avenged his brother's death.
Correct. But it seems like, you know, the Mefarshim are struggling that it was partly justified, but partly not justified. You know, it's a gray area. This wasn't clear that Yoav did something wrong, and it wasn't clear that he didn't do something wrong here. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayomer David el Yoav ve'al kol ha'am asher ito. So David turns to Yoav. Now he's talking to Yoav and the whole nation that's with him. Kiru vigdechem, tear kriya. So David's telling Yoav to tear kriya. Vechigru sakim, put on sackcloth. Vesiftu lifnei Avner, and give a hespade to Avner. Vehamelech David holech acharei amita, and David was walking behind the mita. So the Radak says this is a dramatic move by David here to make a very public statement that I believe you did something wrong. Right? I believe you did something wrong. When you killed him, it was not appropriate. Tear kriya over him, wear sackcloth, and give a hespade. You shouldn't have killed him. Generally, the halacha is also, says the Radak, that The end of this pasuk, v'hamelach David holech acharei amita, the halacha is usually a king does not go to a levaya. Right? A king doesn't go to a levaya. It's beneath the covet of the king, of the melech, to go to a levaya. But here David made an exception. Why? again, to emphasize the fact that I was not behind this. This was not my doing. And to the point that I'm going to waive the general halacha of a king not attending a levaya, and I'm going to go out and attend this levaya to show how I feel that this was inappropriate. He shouldn't have been killed this way. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayikperu es Avner b'Chevron. So they bury Avner in Chevron. Vayisa HaMelech es Kolo Vayev El Kever Avner Vayiv Kukol Ha'am. And David goes to the Kever. He's wailing. The whole nation cries as well. Again, you know, and again, David, in David's estimation, Avner was a good guy. He had come around. He had done tshuva. He wasn't following Ishbosheth anymore. He had come to David's side. He had gotten already a large part of Klal Yisrael to back David. He was on his way to get more. This is a sad, a tragic, tragic killing. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayikonein HaMelech El Avner. And now David gives a hesped, a kina, a eulogy about Avner. Vayomer, and he says, Hakamos Navo Yamus Avner. Avner, you had to die. Such a pitiful death. Such a pitiful death. You died by the sword like a wicked person. You weren't wicked. The Radak says you died almost like a weakling. You didn't have a chance to fight back. Mitzudas David says you died by the sword, but it wasn't even in a battle. Right? This wasn't a battle. I forgot to mention that one of the Mefarshim said earlier, and I think it's based on Chazal, that also how did Yoav even kill him so quickly? Right? Avner was a general. How could it be that he just let his guard down so quickly? Yoav was able to just kill him suddenly. So Chazal say that he fooled him, that he started talking to him and learning. And he asked him a shaila. And he said, you know, how does a person do chalitza? Well, you know, a person does chalitza. They take off the shoe from the woman. How does a person do chalitza if he doesn't have any arms? That was his shaila. So he said, he does it with his teeth. So how does he do it with his teeth? Can you demonstrate for me? So Avner then bent down to demonstrate how a person would do chalitza, and that's when Yoav killed him, right? So here also, it's like a pitiful death. You know, he wasn't even looking. He couldn't defend himself. That's part of what the pasuk here is saying. Pasuk Lamed Daled. Yodecha lo asuros v'raglecha lo l'nechushtayim. Your hands were not bound up. Your legs were not chained together. Hugashu kinefo lifnei b'nei avla nafalta. You just fell in front of these people, in front of people that were people that did averos. Vayosifu cholam livkos alav. David's crying, wailing, lamenting. The people are crying as well. Pasuk lamed hey, vayavo chol ha'am lahavros, says David lechem, ba'od hayom. They come to do a sudas havra. Right? David is like an avelus over the loss of Avner. So the nation comes, the people come to give him a meal, to give him a sudas havra after the levaya. Vayishava David lemor, David swears, ko yase elokim chol Yosef. He says, I'm not eating. I swear I'm not going to eat anything, again, like out of mourning. And the people see how seriously David is taking this, and they take it very seriously also. Correct. Nobody suspects David was behind this. They see by his reactions and how he's carrying on that he's upset. He was not behind this killing. He opposed the killing. Vayedu, as the pasuk says now clearly, Chol ha'am v'chol Yisrael b'yom ahu. The entire nation, all of Klal Yisrael, today recognizes ki lo ha'isa me'amelech lo ha'misis Avner ben Ner. Right. This was not a directive of the king. It wasn't a command of the king to kill Avner. Pasuk Lamed Ches, Vayomer HaMelech El Avodov, Halo Seidu Kisar V'Gadol Nafal HaYom HaZeh B'Yisrael. A great man was killed today. A great man, Avner, was killed today. Pasuk Lamed Tes, Ve'Anochi HaYom Rach U'Mashuach Melech. He says, today, I'm soft. I'm just newly appointed as king. And says the Mitzudas David, that here he's defending himself. You know, David, if you're so upset by what happened, so why don't you kill Yoav? So why is Yoav Chayav Issa? You know, you're the king, kill Yoav. And he says, listen, he's defending himself to the people, and he says, number one, I can't kill him in Beis Din. There was no Edim and no Asra. There was no witnesses to this. No warnings were given. So we can't kill him in Beis Din. And you might say, well, you know, you're able to kill him, thank you. You're able to kill him, right? Because you're the king. It's okay, you can't kill him in Beis Din. But you're the king, so kill him as the, you know, just as the king. So he says, I can't do that either. Why? Because I'm rach. I'm soft. Mashuach Melech, I was just appointed as the new king. Interesting. He says, these men, the sons of Tzruya, Yoav ben Tzruya, Avisha ben Tzruya, Koshim Mimeni, and they're stronger than I am. Yishalim Hashem la'osei hara kira'aso. So he says, I can't kill them as the king. I can't kill them through Beis Din because there was no Edom and Asra. I can't kill them as the king because I'm just newly appointed. I'm soft. They're stronger than me, right? So they might kill me if I come to kill them. I can't do that. So therefore, Yishalim Hashem la'osei hara kira'aso. I'm going to leave it up to Hashem. I believe they did something wrong. I believe they did evil by killing Avner. So I'm going to leave it up to Hashem. He'll punish them for doing what they did.
Where's Ish-bosheth during all this time?
Sorry?
Where's Ish-bosheth during all this time? That he's not in the picture, obviously, because we don't hear from him. But, you know, he's probably angry that...
that Avner was killed, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
He still thinks he's the king, too.
Well, maybe. Maybe. He kind of recognized already, once Avner defected, and once David sent a message to him that I want Michal back, you know, I think he kind of realized that he wasn't really in power anymore.
Didn't he say that Avner had people with him, so there were witnesses?
Right, correct, yeah. So witnesses, maybe yes, but there was no warning, there was no Hasra, right? There was no technical warning. I'm sorry? No, but it doesn't matter. Because you can't kill someone in Beis Din unless there's Hasra. Unless the Edim give a warning before the person kills, don't kill this person, and if you do, you're going to be, you know, executed or whatever. So that's a requirement that you can't kill anyone in Beis Din without that warning. Even if he admits.
And his brother can't be an aid.
His brother can't be an aid. Yeah, but there might be other people there, right? There might have been other people there as well. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop here for tonight. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up next week with Perek Dalet.